Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not yet October. It's still 2 months away. And we're already talking about ghosts. In today's text, in the fourth watch of the night, the disciples see someone coming towards them, walking on the sea, and they were terrified. And they said in the Greek, phantasma. In English, phantom, or as we might say, Casper. Except one thing, walking on the sea is no phantasma. It is the Lord Jesus. Take heart, it is I, Jesus said. Do not be afraid. Though every explanation of his walking on water has been tried, none fits the evidence of the text or the response of the disciples who were terrified and think they see a supernatural phenomena in the form of a phantasma. Nor does Jesus seem to be the type to hide a new form of technology, a hoverboard for H2O. So the remaining explanation, however implausible, however incomprehensible or unreproducible by any other human being, must be true. And that is this. There is no human explanation for Jesus walking on water. There's only a divine one, a godly one. And this divine explanation is supported by many other only God can do things that Jesus himself did. And we marvel that God was and is one of us. Only he doesn't sink on the sea. And since sin is not in his body, he is all sufficient to die and rise again to save selfish sinners who often sink deeper into the mire of their own making. What Jesus said to the terrified disciples that day is what he tells sinners, you and me, terrified by what we've done, sleepless nights over things we shouldn't have said. Stupid me, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why didn't I help that other person? When am I only going to get my act together? When am I truly going to change for the better? To sinking sinners, Jesus says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. I, the Lord, walk on water for you. I see you beaten by the waves and the winds against you. I hear you when you are struggling in the fourth watch of the night, crying for help or slobbering in shame. I not only walk on water, but I wash you with my word of forgiveness. Remember, you've been baptized. You will walk with me in the newness of life. Take heart. It is I, Jesus said. Do not be afraid. Peter, a former fisherman, a man who was beginning to get the idea that Jesus really was the promised Messiah, though he had his doubts, plenty of them, he seizes the opportunity of seeing a man float without a boat and says what every daring person wants to say, can I do that? Make me float without a boat. But he couches it, did you hear it, in an if-then statement, or an if statement? Lord, if you are the Son of God, if it really is you, command me to walk on the water and come to you. Yes, let's prove to me and to the others that you're not just a ghost who floats, but a man like me, yet with divine ability. Jesus doesn't question Peter's motive nor squash his enthusiasm. He agrees. He says, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. No offense, but Jesus didn't hand him a hoverboard. All he did was trust Jesus' example and listen to his word and believed it that said, come. And he came. There's no danger in listening to the command of Jesus when he says, come. No danger at all. Keeping his eyes on Jesus, Peter would never sink. Smooth sailing. Float without a boat. 1 foot at a time. Angels protecting each footstep. But when Peter sees something else, look out! It says in the text, he saw the wind. All of a sudden, Peter, who has a spirit now of timidity, he was afraid, and he began to sink. Feeling his own mortality, he cries out, Lord, save me! Do you ever wonder if Jesus thought to himself, well, there goes Peter. Thank God I've got 11 more disciples in the boat. But one can put that fancy to rest, can't we? For it says Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of Peter, saying, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? I'm not ever going to let you sink or drown, Peter. I am your God. I've chosen you to be my disciple. Why do you doubt my care for you? I love you. I am your God. Yes, and so God doesn't want any of his disciples to sink and drown, not one. Where are you today? Are you in the first watch of life or in the fourth? Are you walking on water with Jesus? Or are you petered out and trying to keep your head above water? I think if anything in our text, we learn what we're supposed to do, don't we? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You'll never, ever sink. He endured the cross for you. He rose again from the dead for you. He says, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid for you. The victory, the crown of life, he gives to you. But when you doubt, when your eyes go astray, when you're terrified by the winds of change, when you discover for the umpteenth time that you cannot float without a boat, then follow Peter's example and say, Lord, save me. You already know what Jesus will do. For he already did save you and all who trust in his sacrifice. He will deliver you again from sin and every evil until he comes to take you home. Jesus said, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Those in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. May we say the same thing in our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your thoughts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.